welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Dr. Seuss wrote in his book, I Can Read With My Eyes Shut. He says, the more that you read, the more things you will know. The more that you learn, the more places you'll go. One of the most inspiring things you can do is spend time with someone who is continuously learning. Why? Because such people are growing stronger, wiser, and for the Christian, becoming more and more like Jesus every day. Our guest knows what it's like for the Lord to take him to many places in his career, in business, leadership, and ministry. He's with us to share about his exciting journey and some of the insights God has taught him along the way. We pause, as we typically do, to remind you the reason we have the Good Life radio program is distinctly and simply to lead you to Jesus Christ. If you don't know the Lord as your personal Lord and Savior, that you would come to know him, that you would put your trust in him, in him who died on the cross for your sins and mine, and our guest, who shed his precious blood on that cross to wash our sins away. Christ who was buried and rose again on the third day, the living Christ today calls you to himself. Oh, dear friend, whatever you're going through, whatever you're facing, whatever the challenge might be, however daunting it might seem, the Lord reaches out his arms, his hands to you, outstretched, wide. He says, would you put your trust in me? And you know what? When you trust in Christ, you enter into a new relationship with God to what Jesus did on our behalf. And suddenly, you have a grace and a strength to make it through today, unlike you would have never known before. And that's why we are here today. And I want to introduce you to a friend of mine. His name is Mark Stein. And Mark is the Vice President of Field Services for Johnny and Friends International Disability Center, where he oversees and manages all hands-on initiatives and departments that serve people with disabilities, including programs like Wheels for the World, family retreats, church relations, correspondence and resource, and 23 Johnny and Friends U.S. area ministries. As you can tell, he's a man with broad capacity, having undertaken the oversight of such large and expansive ministries. He holds an MBA and bachelor's degree from California Coast University in Orange County, California. He's dedicated more than 15 years of his life to strategic leadership. Mark and his wife Sylvia reside in Ventura County and are the parents of 5 children and 3 grandchildren. You will hear his strategic mind and his soft heart before the Lord as we share in our time together. Mark, welcome to our show.
Thank you, Danny, and thank you for those kind words.
Mark, where did you grow up?
I grew up in a suburb of Los Angeles called the San Fernando Valley. And actually, from the International Disability Center, I am probably only 15 miles from the house I was born in. Hmm.
Closer to home, perhaps, now than before, huh?
Yes, very much so. I always seem to come back.
What was it like for you growing up there in the San Fernando Valley?
Well, Danny, as you know, I grew up in a Jewish home, and I was a very typical Jewish young man. I was bar mitzvahed and went to Sunday school and Hebrew school, and did not come to know the Lord until much later in my life. Mm-hmm. And even when I was growing up, I only knew a few Gentile children because I lived in a predominantly Jewish neighborhood. So it was a very good life, but very different from the freedom I know today.
Who influenced you most in your growing up years?
Well, I had a wonderful grandfather who emigrated from Russia during the war, and a number of the members of our family were lost in the Holocaust. But my grandfather came, and he was self-taught, very learned, and very tolerant in many ways, and he only was with me through my first 12 years, but created the true imprint of the man I am today.
Let's take a walk for a few moments down memory lane. Mark, what are some of those special memories that you cherish with your grandfather?
Well, he was a jeweler in the old country, and when he came, he and his brothers brought their craft with them. And I remember one time as a child, he had already retired but moved his workbench to his home. And in one drawer, there were hundreds of broken and non-functioning watches. And he would have me pick a watch from that drawer, and together we would make it work again. And it was such a rich time where parents and grandparents would spend time and invest in their children. And had he lived, I'm sure I would have been a jeweler or a watchmaker or something. He had that much influence on my life.
He inspired you.
In many ways. Yes, he did, Danny.
You spoke about a Jewish upbringing. Describe that for us. It's not something that everybody, you know, grows up being exposed to. Take us into that world, Mark.
Well, we had everything we did revolved around temple and the holidays. So when you think about the very same holidays that we celebrate as Christian believers, there's Passover and you would have the same elements, but of course, instead of having our Passover lamb being Jesus, we would still be looking for our Messiah. Most Jewish people, of course, do not know their Messiah and are still waiting for him. And growing up in that world, you never really know where you stand with God. It's a very difficult place to be, and you do your best to be a good person. But when asked you know how you stand with the Lord, you would never really know. You'd say things like, "Well, I hope I've done enough good. I hope that I'm able to meet His standards." And it created a very conditional lifestyle. And that's why many Jewish people are overachievers. That's why I became such a determined business person, because if I was good enough, if I was smart enough, if I became rich enough, then people would love me and be accepted. One of the beautiful things about finding the Lord was that unconditional love, which I had never experienced as a child. So it was a very loving, but it was a very conditional environment.
Did it take time? Let me rephrase it. How many years did it take for you, Mark, before you actually came to know the Lord Jesus, to know the Messiah?
Well, I was first introduced to Jesus as a teenager, and it actually happened in temple, where I had already been bar mitzvahed, and I was going through a confirmation process in which teenagers are brought into fullness of being a congregant within a congregation, a Jewish congregation. And they asked me to teach the young children comparative religions. And I did not know anything about Christianity, really, so I read the Gospels. I went to my rabbi, and I said, "Rabbi, why don't we believe in Jesus?" And he said, "Because we don't." And that was very disturbing to me, and very confusing, because it was apparent to me, and I was just a teenager, that the Gospels were Jewish books written for Jewish people. And I didn't have any place to put it. I only knew three, like I said, I only knew three Gentile kids, and those families were very, very broken. There was divorce, and someone was in prison, there was alcoholism, and I knew nothing of that in the Jewish community. So I had nowhere to put this Jesus. So it took me 25 years before I finally came to him. I was over 40 years old.
Well, it's a fascinating beginning, as you describe it, Mark. We need to go there. We need to go and see what happened in those 25 years of your journey. I know when we first met, I had the privilege of hearing that, and then already back then I thought, we've got to hear Mark Stein. And here we are today, and this is a blessing from God. It's the timing of the Lord, and we're going to take a quick break right now, Mark, but when we come back, let's go into that, your story of what happened in those 25 years and the amazing grace of God. Dear listener, as you hear the story of my friend Mark, and as he speaks about Gentiles and about the Messiah, I want you to know this is a unique opportunity that you are able to behold with your ears today, because the Lord is allowing us to see his working in one who grew up in a Jewish home. Perhaps you have Jewish friends, but here is a unique story that you've got to hear, and we'll be back with more. Stay with us.
Desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
He reads the Gospels. He's a teenager. He's there at the temple, Jewish temple. And he asked the rabbi, why don't we believe in Jesus? And the rabbi responded and said, because we don't. Well, for a teen, it disturbed him greatly. And really, what happened, the answer was insufficient for a mind that was peering into the depths as a teenager is, as much as a teenager is able to. The depths of reality of faith and trying to put together his understanding of faith and religion. I'm speaking of none other than Mark Stein. Mark is the Vice President of Field Services for Johnny and Friends International Disability Center. He's our guest today. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. I'm so grateful that you're with us today. Mark is here by telephone from the Johnny and Friends Disability Center there in Southern California. And if you're tuning in right now, you want to get this program in its entirety. Certainly the first segment, as he shared that part of his life journey, his story, you can get the podcast for free at thegoodlifehawaii.com, that and other resources. There again, thegoodlifehawaii.com. Mark, as a teenager, this happens. You begin to question, but it wasn't until 25 years later that you actually became a follower of Jesus, the Messiah. What happened in between?
Well, it is a very broken road, Danny. After not getting an answer and being rather disillusioned by some of the direction of our temple, I became less and less inclined to attend. I turned my interest towards the world and decided that I was going to become the rich uncle. I was going to be a successful businessman. I was going to throw myself into it. And surely by doing that, I would find answers that I was seeking. Of course, we know that is not true. But at that point, I had no other vantage point because the people that were truly respected in the world that I lived in were the wealthy, the successful, and the famous. And I thought, if I can be those things, then surely I will find that love and that peace that I'm looking for. And Danny, as it would have it, I was very fortunate in business. We had many successes, and culminating in probably our greatest success of selling a company into the public market. And making a lot of money. And I can tell you that day in January in 1994 was one of the most miserable days of my life because I realized that I was living a lie. All the money materialized. I was able to see it. And I was one miserable, broken man. I had an unhappy marriage. I had a business that I no longer wanted to be involved with. And I could not find answers anywhere. And ultimately, that led to a breakdown of my marriage, which I consider to be my most devastating failure, and ended up buying a business about that time that was a New Age publishing company. I was looking for answers, and I did not know where to go. And this publishing company had a woman who was the vice president, a very talented woman by the name of Sylvia. And she saw how miserable I was. And so she used to make appointments for me, and she would keep my calendar and many other things. And so one day she told me that she had a meeting planned for me, and I said, fine. I never asked where we were going. She was very, very good at what she did. And we ended up at a park not far from our office, and I was like, who are we going to meet here? And she pulled out the Bible. And this woman courageously opened up to Isaiah 53, knowing that I would know what that passage is, being a Jewish boy, being a Jewish man. And, Danny, I was ready.
Mm-hmm.
I had broken my business. I no longer cared. My marriage was broken, and I needed a Savior because my life was so messed up.
People today, as they listen, Mark, they think about striving for fame, striving for financial stability, security, financial overflow.
Yes.
It seems like you had that. You had all of that. Someone today might even be thinking, wait a minute, how can he be so miserable when he has so much? How could his marriage, unravel when he's at the pinnacle of success? I mean, when you talk about selling a publicly traded company, that for some business leaders, that's the apex.
Yeah.
What would you say to someone who's wondering those questions?
It has a seduction that is very tangible. People can see if I have the big house, if I have the fancy cars, if I have the beautiful wife, if I have the expensive vacations, if I'm wearing a Rolex watch or I'm wearing custom clothing, I will be happy. And I can tell you from personal experience that I would not change my life any day. I would not go back for any amount of money, because money cannot buy you peace.
Hmm.
It cannot buy you joy. It cannot buy you relationship. As a matter of fact, money can take you away from all of those things.
Wow.
When you have much that you have to worry about keeping track of, when you're worried about your money, you're not worrying about your time and your life, which is truly the currency that God has given us, and the relationships. So, Danny, I would say that the things that people are looking for to fill their heart, they will never find in the material world, even though it appears that it will be. And that's why the love of Jesus is so important. And that's why I have retired from business and have been full-time in his service.
So Sylvia courageously,
yes,
opens the Bible. She turns to the book of Isaiah. Knowing you're a Jewish man,
yes,
with a staunch Jewish background,
yes,
you said you were ready. Describe to us the feelings of your heart at that very moment.
I had a feeling of being lost, of being unwanted, of being unloved, that people had only loved me for what I brought to them. And I was no longer living in the illusion that if I made another $1 million, my life would be better. I knew that was a lie. It wasn't going to make anything better. As a matter of fact, it would take me away from what I truly wanted. And so I was broken. And Sylvia was, I even fired her after that. I mean, I, I was, I was consumed by so much pain and not knowing that the last thing in the world that Satan wants is to have a Jewish person be completed in Messiah. But it was a difficult time in my life, and it took me a good year to figure out the whole grace message, because grace was never part of my vocabulary. And it's my family who tell me today they like me a lot more today than they did then.
A man experiencing transformation in Christ.
Yeah.
I want to go there at some point, you know, on how you were used by God to impact your family, or how your family responded. You're going through this process of change. You said it took about a year. What was it like when you came to a point of clarity, of knowing where you needed to go next and how you were going to relate with God, how you were going to open your heart to Christ? What took place to bring you to that point in your life?
I think, Danny, what I realized was when I was trying to run my life by myself or on my own, I didn't come out with the results that I was looking for. I wasn't very good at it, and I needed something larger than myself. And I went deep into study. I went deep into learning about Jesus, who he was and why he came. And I looked to him as my mentor, as my teacher. I surrounded myself with Christian men. It took me years to find other Jewish believers. I knew that once I started down that path, the love that I felt from Jesus and the reconnection with the Father mm-hmm. was exactly what I needed for this broken heart that I had.
A couple things, Mark. Someone today may be on that, we could call it a treadmill, we could call it a rat race, we could call it a striving, but striving for that which you have experienced really leads to a sense of emptiness and even despair. The contrast being that you have everything that you want, externally speaking, materialistically speaking, but void of meaning, void of substance, which sends you into a spiral of almost an utter panic because of the disillusionment and the confusion. This isn't what it was all cracked up to be. As you're listening today to Mark Stein, well, he's bearing witness of his own experiences, his own story, but you might resonate with him in the sense of feeling like, you know, I think that's the path that I'm taking. I'm on that path. And perhaps the Lord sends him to be with us today as a reminder, as maybe somebody to prod you along, maybe to prod you in such a way to re-examine where you're really going. Perhaps you have a Jewish background, like Mark, and the things that he's describing are things that you have yearned for in your own heart, a relationship with God, but not with a question mark, doubting where you stand with God, but you want to know that he knows you, he loves you, that this is not an unconditional thing, this is a thing of grace. I'm sorry, not a conditional thing, but an unconditional thing, a thing of grace.
Yeah.
Mark Stein, sent by God at this very moment to speak to you right where you are, heart to heart. We're going to take a break right now. When we come back, more from him and his journey, how the Lord led him to what he's doing today. He's a man in the ministry, serving people on a very massive level, on a massive level, that works itself down. And this is organizational genius, organizational grace, a gift that touches people on a very personal basis, one-on-one. And more specifically, our dear ones with disabilities. Disabilities, those who are disabled and their families. Mark's ministry with Johnny Erickson Tada. How did he become a part of that ministry? How did the Holy Spirit lead him to do what he's doing today? He'll share that when we come back. You don't want to miss it now. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup, I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference. But where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waiahua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waiahua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Before joining Johnny and Friends International Disability Center, Mark Stein served for several years. He was president of Gospel Light Worldwide and International Children's Ministry Publishing Book Licensing Organization in Ventura, California. But even before that, he encountered Christ. That started when he was a teen, when he read the Gospels. He was raised in a very strong Jewish background. In fact, that encounter with reading the Gospels was prompted because he, as a teen, was asked to teach a comparative religion course. And he read that the Gospels, and he was intrigued by the person of Christ. But there was a journey that went on for 25 years, which included selling a publicly traded company. Therein, he entered a life of having a fortune. And being a business success, he also felt the despair of emptiness. And that's why I'm here with him today. He is by phone in California, talking heart to heart of what happened. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Mark Stein is my featured guest today. Get this podcast as a free download at thegoodlifehawaii.com. We have other resources for you there as well. Mark, before our break, you talked about your journey to Christ. Take us back just for a moment. You're in ministry now. What happened to all the money that you made?
That's a great question, Danny. About the time I encountered Christ, I mentioned that I was going through a divorce, which can be very expensive, especially for someone with affluence. I never protected my money. Money was never the center, the centerpiece for me. And so I was hemorrhaging cash between a divorce and actually had litigation for the first time in my life when I bought that publishing company. The woman who sold me the publishing company only owned 200 of the 600 titles that she sold me. And I had signed a personal guarantee on that money. And so we had to fight a very expensive court battle to keep me from, first of all, not losing the business, which I ultimately did, but I also lost all of my wealth between the divorce and the litigation, and I went into debt significantly. It took me over 4 years of working to get myself back to zero.
Wow.
And I don't say that for any other reason but to let people know that when I said I would not go back, I will not. But the Lord has restored us.
Mm-hmm.
I have remarried. We have a rich life grounded in the Lord. We have beautiful family. And I will tell you, at the time that I accepted Jesus, my family were not accepting of that at all. Being Jewish, I went from the head of the table, the heir apparent of the patriarch, to the door. I was not welcomed at the holidays. I was no longer welcomed in my family's homes. And it was a very, very difficult season. I was not allowed to talk to my grandmother, and it took years before my family became accepting of who I am, although none of them have come to know Messiah other than myself. I have family members that are very close now, and my prayer is that we will see them in heaven.
Yes. The significance of which we're talking, there's progress when you say some are very close. How did the relationship, after being estranged from the family, when did things begin to warm up?
It was probably 6-7 years after I was going through this, which was a very dark time. I went from, you know, a very affluent lifestyle to living in an apartment. My children were only with me on weekends. My parents and family members had created separation, and that's when I really fell in love with Jesus and his church. He surrounded me with wonderful people. He did replace my brothers and sisters with brothers and sisters in Christ. And I can tell you something, Danny. By first seeking the kingdom of God, he has restored everything. Today, through ministry, I mean, and when you're in ministry, you work on a pastor's salary. I'm not making the hundreds of thousands of dollars I did when I was running business, you know, in a year. This is a pastor's salary, but he has restored us into a beautiful home, healthy family. A fantastic opportunity as far as where I get to use my gifts and talents. I can tell you everything that I learned during my entrepreneurial years and with my MBA, I use every day in his ministry. And my wife, too, she does significant work, and she works with the frail elderly in nursing homes. So we are no longer working in the private sector, but we have dedicated ourselves to his business.
Amen. Mm-hmm. I hear the tone and the passion and a stern resolve of contentment, even with all those words put together, of someone who is living a fulfilled life, that hundreds of millions or tens of millions just could not buy. That's what I'm sensing as I listen to you, Mark.
You are absolutely correct. You could not have enough money to fill the hole that was in my heart. And I believe most wealthy people, truth be known, they know what happiness is on a temporary basis, but they do not know joy. They do not know peace. And they definitely don't know where they will be going after they die. There is something that is so much greater than the attractiveness of this world.
Mark, let's pause for a moment, and I'd like for you to do this. There is a wealthy person that's listening today, someone of means. Maybe it's old money. Maybe it's new money, an entrepreneur. Maybe it's the wife or spouse of someone who has become very successful in the ways that you described earlier. But they're searching. Their heart is beating. They know there's more to life than what they have. A padded bank account, what seems like, something overflowing. But something's missing. Mark, speak to them. Speak to a dear friend. Speak to a dear brother. They might be seeking the Lord. They might already be walking with the Lord, but they're at this place in their life. Speak to them.
Oh, Danny, there is such a burden that comes with wealth that most people, unless you have it, can't experience it. And I'm not saying we should feel sorry for wealthy people at all. I mean, they have things that many of us don't. But to that person that has everything material around them, and they may be walking with the Lord, but there's still that hole in their heart, there's still the unfulfillment, I truly would just say, seek first the kingdom. Seek first his kingdom before anything else. I'm not saying to give away your money. I'm not saying to stop. You know, if the Lord has you in a business, you are supposed to be there. Not everyone that is successful and becomes a Christian should leave their business. Of course not. My goodness, they've been gifted in that. And they, in the marketplace, they could do so much more than even I have the opportunity to do here in ministry. So I would say truly seek brothers and sisters that are walking. Seek this ministry, Danny's ministry, in a way that can expose you to the people of Christ, that can help you draw closer to him. Because the money that we all think would make us happy, it cannot warm you at night. It cannot give you peace. As a matter of fact, money can bring great confusion, and it can bring the opposite of peace, because you're so worried about holding on to it or investing it, protecting it, and there it just brings ridiculous obligation. But someone with money, there's a huge burden with that. And our prayer is that you would draw closer so your true love, your first love, will be Jesus Christ, not things of this world.
a word heart to heart, a good word, a sound word, a word of reminder from someone who knows the Lord, who knows the Word of God, and who's walked through it. And the Lord has carried him through and brought him to a very special place in life now where he speaks with a certain freedom when it comes to speaking about money and wealth. Now he's serving with the Johnny and Friends International Disability Center. When we come back from our break, we'll find out, how did Mark Stein become a part of a ministry that's so expansive and so progressive, but at the same time so focused on caring for, nurturing, reaching out to, you talk about reaching people with the love of Christ. Johnny Erickson Tara and her team are doing it. And it's an international ministry with headquarters in various locations all across the world, touching people. Even as we speak, Mark Stein has a very big part in it as a leader there. He'll talk about how he became part of this ministry, how God led him. And my dear one, as you listen today, you know the Lord is leading you as you spend in this time with us, because he loves you, he knows you. Stay with us, we'll be back with more.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Others have connected with us on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Valarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, and RG Maintenance LLC. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
He mentors young rabbis today. That's part of what he does. But he is a follower of Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ. And he has a unique platform that God has given to him from his background. I'm speaking of none other than Mark Stein, our featured guest today. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. I'm grateful that you're with us today. This is a real treat to share heart-to-heart with Mark as he shares heart-to-heart with you and with me. Mark, you mentor young rabbis. How did that happen? It seems somewhat unusual. You don't, from what we talked about even off air, you are not even part of a messianic church. You go to a community church. So talk to us about that and the distinctions that come with it.
Well, Danny, as you can imagine, and as your listeners can probably imagine as well, being a Jewish believer in ministry leadership is rather unique. Usually Jewish leaders that find their Messiah end up in messianic evangelistic organizations. Mm-hmm. And for someone like myself, being I'm within Christian ministry, I'm known as the Jewish guy that leads the Christian ministry. Hmm. Which is a very unique platform. And so I've attracted some individuals, one young rabbi who is a very strong following and who was seeking a mentor and had been working with him for a while, but it's a fascinating place because being involved with an organization like Johnny and Friends with such a high profile, and Christian ministry is not a large it's not a large world. It's a rather small world, and the higher you get up within organizations and ministries, the more other ministry leaders know you. And I've been very fortunate that God has invited me in and has entrusted me with a little and has continued to expand my responsibilities.
How did you become part of Johnny and Friends?
Well, as you had mentioned, I was president of Gospel Light Worldwide, which is the international ministry of Gospel Light. And we were working on a book with Johnny called Life in the Balance. And I met Johnny Tata at that time, along with Doug Mazza, who was the president of Johnny and Friends, and also Steve Bundy, who was the vice president of the Christian Institute on Disability. And the gentleman who was in my position before me decided to leave after 13 years. And it's such a unique position because you have to run so many different organizations within one ministry.
You have continued to grow. You have your MBA. How long did it take you to get your MBA?
Danny, it took me 18 years. And the reason it took me 18 years is that I was a young man in a hurry. When I got my associate's degree, I immediately went into business. And I would end up taking one or two courses a semester. And so it took me such a long time that the dean would joke with me that if I had two more years in getting my MBA, I could be tenured at this university.
Well, and not only do you get your MBA after 18 years,
yeah.
Have I not read somewhere that you are now pursuing your PhD?
Yes, and, you know, it's not to have initials after my name. I really don't care about that. But as you had mentioned, I really love learning.
Hmm.
And my kids joke with me about, you know, what are you going to do with a PhD? And I don't know. I don't know what the Lord intends. But I do believe that's part of his plan for me. And so I am pursuing a PhD in biblical studies.
Hmm. What's the specifics of that? Biblical studies?
Well, there's an emphasis on restoring the Jewishness to the gospel. And for someone who doesn't understand Jewish context or maybe the tenses of the words being used in the original language, you would not understand the true meaning of what is intended in the scriptures, the Holy Scriptures or the New Testament. And so what I hope is my work will help bring a little bit of light to those areas and allow people to really appreciate the fullness of the Bible.
Well, and it will certainly happen. It will certainly happen. As, hey, Mark, even if you get your PhD at the age of 60, right? I mean, it will still have the kind of impact because the Lord is in it, as the Lord has led you in your life. You have certainly been an inspiration to me and to our dear listeners today. And I want to thank you for taking the time out of your very, very busy schedule to share heart to heart with us as you have today.
God bless you, brother, and your listeners. And when you come back to California, please come and see us.
I will. I will. And I look forward to seeing you and hanging out with Mark Stein all the more. Because when I do, not only am I moved, I learn and I grow because of your example. I thank you, my brother.
Thank you.
I hope that you have been encouraged today by, you know, this heart-to-heart, sometimes very serious and other times somewhat light, but very deep sharing with Mark Stein. You know, God's timing is perfect. And there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, perhaps this is the perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. We've got something special there for you. To stand with us financially, thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Partners. Isaiah 61 verse 1 says, "The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to proclaim the good news to the poor. He sent me to bind up the brokenhearted." It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to our guest, Mark Stein. Find out more at johnnyandfriends.org. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, our guest coordinator, Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.